Russian former double agent Sergei Skripal and his 33-year-old daughter Yulia were struck down by a mystery illness on Sunday. They were found unconscious on a bench outside a shopping centre in the English city of Salisbury after eating at a restaurant and having drinks. Police say the pair were exposed to an unknown substance. And while the incident has not been declared terrorism, the temporary chief constable of Wiltshire Police, Keir Pritchard, says Britain's counter-terrorism network is investigating the case.
Due to the unusual circumstances, the counter-terrorism network will be leading this investigation, as it has the specialist capability and expertise to do so. It is important to reiterate they have not declared this as a terrorist incident, as at this stage they are keeping an open mind as to what has happened.
Mr. Skripal was arrested in Moscow in 2004, accused of revealing secrets to Britain's Secret Intelligence Service, commonly known as MI6. The 66-year-old was convicted, but then handed over to Britain in 2010 as part of an exchange of captured spies. The Russian lived openly and under his own name in Britain, but his family says he was worried Russian special services might pursue him. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson says he's not blaming anyone yet, but he has described Russia as a malign and disruptive force.
Should evidence emerge that implies state responsibility, then Her Majesty's government will respond appropriately and robustly.
No attempt to take innocent life on UK soil will go either unsanctioned or unpunished.
Relations between Britain and Russia have been strained since the murder of former KGB agent Alexander Litvinenko in London in 2006. Mr. Johnson has warned if Russia is shown to be responsible for Skripal's illnesses, the country may not send a team to the Football World Cup in Russia in June and July.
I think it will be very difficult to imagine that UK representation at that event could go ahead in the normal way, and we would certainly have to consider that.
The Russian government has denied any involvement. A spokesman for Russian President Vladimir Putin has called the situation tragic and says Russia has no information on what caused it. But a senior researcher in the Russia and Eurasia program at the non-profit institute Chatham House in London, Keir Giles, says the incident bears the hallmarks of Russian state involvement. And he says he is not surprised by Russia's denial.
It's a rule of thumb among people in my profession that any allegation leveled against Moscow shouldn't be taken seriously until you hear the official Kremlin denial. That means if they've taken the trouble to deny it, there probably is something behind it.
Mr. Giles says Boris Johnson's strong comments mark a departure from previous practice in dealing with such incidents.
Russia perhaps has been undeterred by the lack of response so far to all of these other suspicious deaths on UK territory. This may be a reason why, if this is a Russian attack, it is more blatant and brazen than those that have gone beforehand.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.